This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
To help us out live in studio, Malcolm Miggy Harris. How we doing, sir?
Gino D, what's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing excellent, man, especially now that you're in the studio with me.
Sir.
Thank you. Welcome back.
So good to be back in the 423. Scenic City, man. I had to have it.
Officially moved back. We talked about this a little bit. I know you talk about it on your socials and everything,
man.
But now you're officially back in the Scenic City. Must feel so good.
Feels so good. it feels great, man.
Excellent. Well, we're happy to have you back. Let's talk sports a little bit. Lots going on here, especially when it comes to the Scenic City and our friends over at the Lookouts.
Definitely, man. So, the leaves are about to turn orange, but AT&T Park is going to turn orange as well. So, on October 4th at 3 p.m., you are actually going to have an inter-team scrimmage from Tennessee Baseball. Tony Vitello, Coach Tony V is going to be in the building.
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. So, definitely come check out the Lookouts Stadium, and it's going to be clad in big orange.
Yeah, and that's always fun when they do it. Even if it's an exhibition game, but it's just a fun way to see some players that you might not have seen before, and then, of course, the festivities that come along with it.
It's going to be so much fun, man. We're going to be out there, and hopefully we have some folks hop on, chat it up, and talk. Maybe Tony V, potentially. We'll see.
Hey.
That's a pipe dream, but hopefully we make that happen. So.
All right, cool. So we're looking forward to that for sure.
In terms of last night, we had a major injury in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Tyreek Hill, one of the fastest receivers in football, the arguably fastest receiver in football, completely tore and dislocated his knee.
Oh.
So a lot of folks have him on his fantasy team.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to play with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. He is done for the year. So apparently it is a full clean tear of the ACL, a dislocated kneecap entirely.
Oh.
He will supposedly be ready to go by the beginning of next year. I don't know how that's going to work given the severity of the injury, but that happened last night on Monday Night Football.
Ooh, okay. So obviously thoughts and prayers go out to Tyreek.
Yeah, Tyreek.
Fast recovery.
Man.
Do what you can.
I don't know how he's going to recover from this fast. Speed was his major thing, so we'll see if he is able to recover. But believe it or not, the Dolphins actually picked up the win last night against the Jets with this injury. So we'll see how they end up looking.
Okay. All right. So that's something to keep up to date. And if people are doing the fantasy thing, if you have Tyreek, got to move him over to that injured reserve.
You do. Him as well as another young gun, Malik Nabers, former LSU receiver, playing for the New York Giants. It was Jackson Dart's first start this past weekend against the Chargers. Malik also tore his ACL. So a lot of injuries in the NFL as we kick off the first month of the season.
Okay. All right. We'll keep you posted there. Last but not least,
we're looking at college football this weekend. It has last week was awesome, right? You had a bunch of ranked matchups, and this week is much more of the same. I'm looking at two games specifically. First, we have Texas taking on the Florida Gators. This Gators team is absolutely reeling. They are in a gauntlet right now. Jobs are on the line. We'll see what happens against Arch Manning and seeing if he is the real deal. And then also my game of the week, the Vanderbilt Commodores. Diego Pavia and company walking into Tuscaloosa to take on Ty Simpson and the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Okay.
Gino, this has SEC championship game implications right now. Both
All
teams
right.
are really good. Vanderbilt actually undefeated for the first time, I want to say in like 15 years at this point. They scored 50 points in back-to-back weeks for the first time in 85 years.
Wow.
Vanderbilt football is as good as it is right now.
Okay. Those are the games to watch for sure for college football. And then I know that the guys will be back. I think Chase is going to join us at the end of the week there to keep us up to date and all of that stuff too.
Oh, yeah,
so,
brother.
Looking forward to it. Chatted Up Sports. You guys got anything happening on the podcast? I know you just said you're going to be over at the Lookouts.
Yeah, going to be over at the Lookouts. And we got a couple of events coming up as well. Some stuff that we're definitely going to tease on social media here in the next week. And just excited to be back and to get back in full swing.
That's it. Chatted Up Sports on all social media platforms.
Yes, sir.
And of course, you can link up hits96.com for the Chatted Up Sports Minute. Mickey, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, G.
It's Hits 96.